9.3. Passengers burst into trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Mare Garya Grönmen Abgas Vazirhe.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Marikaya Milo, on est fun yenne.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are so happy to meet you again on Friday night. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. Today our destination is Guilin, a city in Guangxi province with beautiful view and mystery culture. The Elephant Trunk Mountain, the Li River, and the Yangshuo Town, what are you waiting for? And this time we will provide you with our program. In Travel Express, Richard and Anna will give you a detailed introduction and you can get a better understanding of this city. In first impression, Yamu with her friend will talk about some interesting places in Guilin. Catherine and Echo are waiting for you in the tour gallery. They will introduce a different Guilin to you. Cookie, Sheldon and Anna in linguistics to show you the Purdue Jordan dialect. Do you want to know the delicious Guilin food? If you want, Yummy Yummy will be your best choice. Then, in the follow me section, follow Sheldon and his friend to their wonderful journey in Guilin. Here we go. Close your eyes and shut your ears. This is City Temple.
Hello everybody, I'm your friend Anna. How are you these days? Nice to meet you again on this lovely Friday evening. Here is Travel Express. Let's begin.
Hey you guys, I'm Richard. Nice to meet you.
So, what's the topic this time? It's a fantastic city, Guilin. Richard, have you ever heard about this city?
Oh, of course. When I first met Guilin, I just love it at once. It's so beautiful, I think we should know about it immediately.
Oh yes, Guilin lies in the north of Guangxi. There are more than 600,000 people in the city. Guilin is famous for its beautiful sceneries in the world. If you come to Guilin, you will know how clear the water is and how green the hills are. Many tourists come and visit Guilin every year. There you can take a boat to see the scenes of the Li River and visit the scenic spots in the city on free buses.
Wow, and what about climate in Guilin? I'm going to pack up my luggage.
Guilin is located in the northwest Nanning Mountains, southeast of Guangxi Province. With the mild climate, abundant rainfall, Guilin's average temperature is about 20 degrees in a year, and its frost-free period usually continues 300 days. The hottest weather there is July and August. The monthly average temperature is about 28 degrees.
But its maximum temperature is not too hot. It's about 35 degrees. The coldest weather is in February. The average temperature is 8 to 9 centigrade. Guilin, with abundant rainfall, has the average annual rainfall of 1,900 to 2,000 mm. The wettest season here is for April to July. So, if I go there in summer vacation, I need to take my umbrella or my raincoat. Now I know the climate there is warm and wet. It is really different to Beijing. And where's the interesting places in Guilin?
Oh, I know there are many beautiful places to go, such as the Lijiang River, Elephant Trunk Peak, the Ludi Cast Cave, the Maryland, and so on. Where are you going to go?
I really want to go to the Lijiang River, as I know Lijiang River is one of the world's most beautiful rivers. And the Lijiang River originates in Yusheng Mountain, which was called the first peak of the South China. The air there is fresh, and the ecological environment is extremely good.
Lijiang River. Oh, we can go for a Lijian cruise. The girls are frequent and easily organized by any hotel in Guilin, and also available reserve online. Most tourists will go from Guilin to Yangshuo. That is a very picturesque smaller town. The river winds through some truly amazing limestone formation, and a slow boat trip there and back will take a whole day.
Sounds great, and I think I'd better to buy a map. This will show the location of most of the sites as well as details of bus routes. Let me see. All the buses starting with number 5 are free. The useful one is bus 58, which runs from the train station and the bus station. For many of the attractions, bus fees are kept at 2 yuan per trip.
Guilin is really excellent city, and time go by so quickly. That's all for today's Travel Express. See you next Friday.
See you.
Hello everyone, you are now listening to First Impression. I'm your new announcer Yamo. Today's program we will talk about Guilin. Located on the south side of China, Guilin has the distinction of being the most beautiful city in China. While on the unique scene, this miracle city has witnessed a history of more than 2,000 years.When it comes to Guilin, what flashed in my mind first is a phrase that the scene in Guilin beats all the beautiful scenery in the world. It's a miracle place that breeds so many great views. There's a strange scenery in Guilin named Karst. It's made by the Thousand Years Air's Lake, and what can we see in Guilin is thousands of peaks stand closely.The river has a small town and there are so many covers. When we come to Guilin, what we should realize first is that we could not control our eye by head or our plan. We have to let the soul touch the world by heart and by the emotion. We caught by ourselves when we in such a wonderful city. Only in this way can we obtain an unforgotten tree.Yamo's interview. Today we will introduce my new partner, Robert Emo.
Hello guys, I'm Emo.
Well, Emo, could you mind send our audience a necessary advice to travel in Guilin?
One thing we should keep in mind is that don't wear too much.
Well, why?
You don't know Guilin is a city that loses winter. It's hot and wet all the year.
Well, this is a pressure device. Thank you. Alright, that's all today's first impression. Needless to say, Guilin, a beautiful and dynamic city, is using its unique charm to attract the world. Do you want to know more about this miracle city? Let's go to the next section. City Insight will tell you more detail about Guilin. See you next Friday. Bye!
Inside travel with your ears, expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Good evening, my dear audiences. Welcome to City Insider again in this Friday. I'm Richard.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cookie. We will lead you to a wonderful place as before and provide you with interesting information of it on every Friday. Now, let's begin our journey.
Maybe every night you are worried about the weather next day. You know, as the terrible foggy haze weather has influenced our normal life badly. So, are you longing to enjoy yourself in a clean city? So this Friday, let's travel into a fantastic landscape painting.
East or West, Guilin landscape is best. The city of Guilin is famous all over the world for its green hills, clear waters, fantastic caves, and spectacular rocks. Thus, many people come to Guilin for visits, deeply impressed and giving high praises.
Guilin is located along the Lijiang River, which is attractive in itself. The Li River, particularly between Guilin and Yangshuo, may be one of the most beautiful sites on the planet. Lijiang River takes wide flow in the essence of Guilin landscape. Its name means the forest of sweet osmanthus. Owing to the large number of fragrant sweet osmanthus trees located in the city, its scenery enjoys a great reputation of the finest under heaven or directly from Chinese. The scenery of Guilin is the best under heaven. Picking a nice day when sun is warm, lay near the river where the sight is beautiful, watching the bushes and flowers sway in the wind, lightly and lovely, hearing the water flowing along the river bank, gently and softly. Just like a charming beauty and also an ever bright scenery for the visitors, just imagine this picture in your mind, and to feel how satisfied you are.
While Guilin is a very beautiful place, many travelers simply pass through Guilin on the way to their true destination, Yangshuo, which is a very scenic, small county and city surrounded by many karst mountains and beautiful scenery scenes near Guilin. It isn't a typical Chinese town and doesn't have the big city feel as in most of other Chinese cities. That means it's relatively free of air and noise pollution and doesn't usually suffer from endless, messy traffic chaos. It's much more like a vacation town with wonderful restaurants and shops and again quite developed by mainland Chinese standards.
Besides, the scenery of Huangniuxia, Banbiandu, Xinping, Old County, and Lu Diyan are also worth seeing. They all have the same character, the sense of nature. We feel the wind touch our face, enjoy the life without any noise here. Just like going to the fantastic world written in the water.
Every bit of Guilin scenery is worth painting. Touring between the Guilin landscapes allows people to stress soul, nourish talent, and purify the mind. Whether you would like to take a dream vacation or plan to touch the nature in person, you will be exceptionally surprised by what Guilin has to offer.
This is City Insight. Thanks for listening. I'm Richard.
I'm Cookies. Now, let's move on to the next section. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
My dear friends, you are now listening to Two Gallery. I'm Echo, and today we have a new friend. Let's welcome Catherine.
Hello guys, I'm Catherine. Great to meet you guys again in front of the radio.
Hey Catherine, have you ever observed the shape of the clouds in the sky?
Yeah, the shape of them is varied and changeable. Sometimes the clouds look like cute animals, such as little rabbit, lovely elephant. That's really interesting.
But can you imagine a mountain look like an elephant?
Really?
Yeah, and in the beautiful city of Guilin, it does have an elephant's mountain there. I'm sure most of us have ever heard of the old saying, East or West, Guilin landscape is the best. And I wish I could go there.
Before you go, Why not have a glimpse of Guilin first with me?
Great, can't wait. When talking about Guilin, I bet the first thought that flashes into your mind is the Clear Li River. The river is famous for its clearness, oddity, and delicacy. Our movie recommendation today is closely relevant to Li River. Its impression of Liu Sanqi, a marvelous performance directed by the famous director Zhang Yimou. The performance, taking the Li River, 12 peaks, and the sky as a background, consists of Guilin folk songs, folk customs, and Guangxi Guilin landscape. In the 1960s, the natives were living on tea plucking, and singing folk songs is one of their favorite recreation.
However, the commander Mo Huairen of the mountain forbade people picking tea and compelled them to make benefits for himself. Liu Sanqi and the local people were so angry that they fought against the bad guy. Mo Huairen then tried to forbid people to sing songs. Liu Sanqi and Mo Huairen thus made a bet. As long as Mo wins in the song competition, his propositions can be adopted. There is no doubt that the smart Liu Sanqi won the bet. And then Liu found her Mr. Right and vindicated her to each other by singing beautiful folk songs. It's a romantic end finally. If you are a fan of folk songs, do not miss it.
Music for today is a song called The Beauty of Guilin by the group Fenghuang Chuanxi. Those songs are famous for its new style of folk songs. The singer's clear and pure voice is so charming that it can strike a chord with listeners. And the lyrics depict Guilin sceneries in detail. Just slow down, expose your soul, and enjoy it.
This is all for today's tour gallery.
I'm Echo.
I'm Catherine.
See you next week.
Next is Follow Me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Learn your speed, travel around the world. I'm Cookie. Today, we are coming to the southwest of China, a historical and cultural city called Guilin. And this time, my partner Anna will be the tour guide, who leads my British friend Sheldon to pay a visit to this good city. As for me, I will be a temporary translator in order to make him understood. Now, let's start our journey.
Hello.
张姐第一句你唔听过粤语唱，大家请机场的候机大楼，非常的气派雄伟。这样的巴士从机场开回市里面，大概30几公里，35分钟样子。我姓熊，是我的导游，希望做全导游。手机号码写在旅行日志里面。
Cookie, I'm afraid I can't get it at all.
Don't worry, let me tell you all the things she has said. She is our guide, coming from Liuzhou, Guangxi Province. And we are now at Guilin Liangjiang International Airport. How splendid, right?
Yes, definitely. I like the way the time the Beijing shows.
And it takes 35 minutes to get downtown. If you get lost and try to contact with our beautiful guide, just get her phone number on the cover of your tourist brochure.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
我们明天可以在丽江在船上面吃饭，下午可以仰坐，后天可以香槟山人景岩。希望大家在桂林两天玩得开心。
Well, Sheldon, I've got confused for the names of scenic spots. That in the following 2 days, all things will be clear. Just enjoy.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you. I'm looking forward to this 2-day trip.
桂林江水加天下，让桂林的山水最美是丽江。在美同的天气里面有美同的特点，春天看的是清风倒影，春天看凉山的云雾，雨天看丽江云雨，甚至是烟尘在浮云和雨幕中，就像一幅幅千姿百态的泼墨水彩画。
Wow, it's one of the most famous spots in China.
And I see it's really splendid.
Also, the feature varies in different weather. Whatever is sunny, cloudy or raining, it all looks like a mix of ink and wood colors.
今天我们来看顶层的喀斯特地形。
Sheldon, do you know the Karst landscape?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know so much about it. It's about different stones or something like that.
Well, to some extent, you're right.
墙壁沾有海底层皮，称之为岩沟层。山形好比一头巨象，伸长鼻子吸江里面的水。云之岩是层楼式的涌动，终于是根源剔透，好比星空的银河倾泻而下，闪烁出好比银子钻石根子的光。
As we know, Guilin located in the limestone cast landscape, therefore it's not only surrounded by the stone in the urban area, but also it's surrounded by the wheel-shaped stone in the center city.
Well, it's surprising to everyone.
Certainly, you are bound to fall in love with it.
Of course, I have already.
Welcome to Guilin.It not only has a great number of Asian cultural relics, but also being home to a variety of folk customs. I hope everyone has a good trip. See you next Friday.
Goodbye.
Food is taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello guys, glad to see you again in Yummy Yummy. I'm Richard.
Hello my dear fans, I'm your new broadcaster. In this semester, I will accompany you to various places, tasting the most delicious food. I hope you will enjoy the time with me. Well, at first, I want you guys to guess the destination of today's program.Which has great reputation both in history and culture.
Oh, it seems difficult to get the answer. Can you give some details about the city, Jenny?
Haha, sure. So, do you know which city's rice noodles is most delicious?
Guilin, am I right?
Yeah, I have to say you are clever. It is true that rice noodles are the most famous food of Guilin.So we will introduce Guilin. There are plenty of interesting things there. Just follow us.
Wow, it sounds very clear and wonderful to hear that, Jenny. Hey, Jenny, are you listening to me what I'm talking about?
Oh, sorry, I was attracted by the ring of river, so that I can't hear you. That's really beautiful. Can you see that, Richard?
Oh, calm down, Jenny.It is called the River Li of Yangshuo in China. The Li River, which is about 51 miles, flowing between Guilin and Yangshuo, has inspired writers and artists for thousands of years.
I got it. It sounds interesting and unbelievable. So even the name of the town suggests Guilin means forest of osmanthus trees, and osmanthus will not blossom.And cheerful rather than bursting into flowers in spring.
Wow, as if I learned something about knowledge from our chatting. Well, there are also other places which are popular, such as Elephant Trunk Hill, Two Rivers, Four Lakes, and a Solitary Peak.
Haha, only the things? Yes, you are right. There are lots of places which are very attractive. But do you know anything else about Guilin? I mean, for instance, special dishes?
Oh, I got it. So actually, there will be a lot of special dishes of Guilin. So we can't miss them. Let me think. Oh, Osmanthus pudding. It is well known there and I have been eating it.
Really? Have you ever eaten the original Osmanthus puddings from Guilin? Tasting it must be so unforgettable memories, isn't it? Please tell me more.
Look, I can't believe that you are real foodie just like me. Actually, it is a kind of pure sweet crisp pastries. The main ingredients are sugar, glutinous rice, powder, honey, osmanthus, and cooked oil. It is really tasty and refreshing. Besides, it is not very difficult for you to make it.
Wow, I like it. However, as a matter of a fact, osmanthus puddings are good for our health, as it is easy to digest and absorb. It will also benefit our health.
So, it's not only have a delicious taste, but also in favor of our body.
Yes, and there are other dishes, including beer fish and Gongcheng oil tea. And, oh, Richard, why don't we just go and try to make them? Just we go.
Okay. Now, time is running and we have to say goodbye now. So excited and curious about the special food? Guilin is waiting for you to explore. At the same time, next Friday, Yummy Yummy will lead you to more delicacies. Hope you can enjoy our trip. See you!
See you!
Hello everyone, welcome back to join our weekly adventure. Last time, Kaguya and Mikado got out from the crisis in the pyramid and escaped. Later, they traveled to Guilin, hoping to have a few tranquil days after such chaos. When traveling on the Li River, Kaguya encountered a familiar couple.
Oh God, Judy! Is that you and Nick?
Oh my God, are you Princess Kaguya?
Yes, how wonderful to be able to meet you here. I've really hoped to meet you again. Come over here, Mikado.
Oh, yeah, who are these?
Oh, let me introduce them to you. This is Judy, and this is Nick. They are the people who helped me when I got down from the Fuji Mountain.
Oh, I see. Thank you again for what you have done for us.
Oh, please, you're welcome. It's also our honor to help you.
So, guys, what are you doing over here? Are you also on a trip?
Yeah, we have just engaged.
Oh, congratulations. How happy you are.
Thank you. So, you are also on a trip, right? Come on, we'll have a lot to talk about. We've been really curious about what happened after you have left.
The four friends had a rather pleasant talk, and they exchanged their experiences during the separated days. Although they had been totally strangers, they got intimate very quickly and decided to spend the last days of their trip together.
That was very interesting. Oh, by the way, I've been really curious. How did you know so much about modern society? I thought you would be like really frightened and shocked to see the new world.
Well, obviously, I didn't sleep in a coffin for 1,000 years, right? I participated in the modern society and waited for her to appear.
Oh, how catchy. Well, actually, I've always had a question in my mind. Why didn't you drink all of the elixir of life that I gave to you?
Well, I actually thought if I couldn't see you, I'd rather be dead as soon as possible. I suddenly released her actual intention of leaving me the elixir. Maybe in the future, there's possibility that she might return. So I took part of it to wait for the day. And if the day never comes, I would also die decently.
Oh, how clever of you. This really seems to be a perfect choice.
Yeah, that is the man I love.
Oh, stop it, all right.
They really had a wonderful time these days. One day, after a joyful night, the two married couples separately went back to their room. Everything seemed good, but suddenly in the night, the window of the room was mysteriously opened. Nick was woken up by the coldness of the night. He got up and closed the window and went on sleeping. The next morning, everything was fine.
Oh, Judy, how did you sleep last night?
How come the window just opened? Did you open it?
No, I didn't. Anything wrong? What happened?
Nothing wrong. So how come it just opened itself? I remember I had a lock last night.
Yes, you did. I remembered it. What do you need for breakfast? Egg, bread, or some porridge?
Thanks. I'll take them myself. How about Judy? Is anything wrong with you?
How come? I'm feeling better than ever. And we're going to travel on the sea rivers, Mikado and Guia today. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, really? Aren't you very afraid? You said it's gonna freak you out. I remember you were afraid of water, aren't you?
Yes, I was. But at least I'm gonna give it a try, right? Oh, it will be a huge ship.
Oh, wow, yes, of course.
Nick could sense something unusual about Judy, but he didn't know what actually gone wrong. After breakfast, they went out to meet with Kaguya and Mikado. Once they have met and greeted each other, Judy suddenly dragged Kaguya aside and spoke to her rather enthusiastically.
What are they talking about? They seem to be on some subject rather interesting.
Sorry, but I have no idea. Judy just became rather weird this morning, but I didn't know what actually happened.
There's something different. I can sense it too. Anyway, let's just go. We're late for the bamboo raft ride.
Yes, true, we are. I'm calling the girls back.
They went on a rough trip on the Li River, and the scenery was beautiful like heaven. The mountain and river Guilin is famous all around the world. There its picture was painted in the back of iron beakers. They absorbed themselves in the scenery well to the island. Judy, Nick, and Mikado did. Guilin seemed to still be distracted by something very strange. Late on the raft, Kaguya called Nick over.
Nick, could you please come over?
What's wrong?
Has anything wrong happened to Judy today? How come she became so unusual today?
Actually, I don't know. She was alright last night, but when we woke up, things became rather weird. I have no idea what has happened.
Well, right. She kept asking about everything about Mikado, his food, his health state, even his habit of sleep. How come she became so concerned about him?
I have no idea, but please help me keep an eye on her.
Yes, I will. But she's become very difficult to cope with right now.
Hey, Kaguya, where are you?
You see, I've got to go.
Okay, here am I.
What the hell is going on?
Dear tourists, in front of our eyes is the elegant Trent Mountain, the geographical wonder of the Caspian landscape. The miracle was the result of a series of geological movements. The amazing force of nature made the astonishing landscape as attract millions of tourists every year.
During your trip, we urge you to keep yourself safe. The current state was not very predictable in area around the mountain, and we urge you don't try to get near it.
After the guide has finished her speech, they went rock riding freely on their own. When a nearby rock drew near, suddenly, Julie dropped Mikado on to the rock, and then suddenly headed amazingly far up to Elephant Trunk Mountain.
Oh my god! What the hell is going on?
Hey, Judy! Hey, what are you doing? It's very dangerous here. Come back, quickly!
But none of their words worked. The raft still dashed to the ground hole of the mountain at an astonishing speed. At last, the raft dashed into the hole and thus disappeared.
What on earth? Where did it go?
I don't know. How could this ever happen? Hey, Nick, Kaguya!
What? Judy, how come you're here again?
I don't know. Last night, when I woke up, I wasn't in the hotel room. I was already around here. I only see a tall and weird-looking woman beside me, but she disappeared at once.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was she wearing a swimsuit?
Yes, I'd rather think it was very Egyptian.
Do you know who she is? You seem to know her well, Kaguya.
That was the atheist reporter, the evil woman in the pyramid. It seemed that she didn't die in the accident. She came back again.
So she invited you in home warning?
Think so.
Isis returns, and Mikado suddenly disappears. What is to happen next? The story will go on in the next week. See you next Friday.
Bye!
Okay, this is all for today's program. Thanks for listening. Here is our group. Producer Li Yang, anchors Pan Yixuan, Wu Jingye, reporters Lei Xiaodong, Xu Yuan, Yuan Ye, Chen Jiewen, Han Yige, Li Duoxi, Xiong Jiayi.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。